Blinding sun on day two of the Web Summit. It's 8:57 and I'm going into the building and there's no queue outside at all. I would say a lot of the people that I saw last night are still in bed. It's a very, very beautiful day. Beautiful sky. Let's go into the media area, get myself organized for the day. Okay, crisis averted. I discovered that Anna Scully isn't on until 10 o'clock, so I have a few minutes to spare. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys.
I'm heading, which is the way to the best, the balcony? Follow you. Thanks a minute. Oh, you know, this is a good way to wake up. You realise that I'm using a thing called Audio Boo, so I can do an audio diary of the coming here, but I have to do warts and all. Hello, good morning. Oh, sorry. Okay, thanks a lot. Okay. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, right. I met some lovely woman on the stairs. I haven't a clue who she is. We passed a few words and I've come in here and I'm right at the media center. And I can see lots of people here. And just opposite me is... I think this is Robert Scull. Is this... Are you Robert Scobie?
Yes. Hey,
I'm Paul O'Mahony.
Mark
Rock from Audio Boo said,
yeah.
I have to talk to you.
Yeah.
Robert, we're live on Audio Boo. Do you mind?
Awesome. Yeah, no.
Oh,
no
wonderful.
Problem.
This is... I was saying to myself, how am I going to meet Robert Scobie, right? I mean, he'd be so busy. How are you?
I'm doing good.
This
I'm
lovely to
gonna
see
be
you.
Interviewing okay. Liam Casey on stage in a few minutes. Okay. And,
how are you feeling? Let me interview you. How are you feeling in the run-up to Liam Casey? I'm really teasing.
It's fun. Yeah. Liam's a hit.
have you been to Dublin much? Is this a place
this is
you
my
know?
Second year, yeah. No, second time in yeah. Dublin. Not yeah. This is the first time at this conference, and it's quite a conference.
Were you here yesterday?
Last night.
It was. Did you get to the pub last night?
Of course. You know, you gotta have your Guinness.
I stumbled. Yeah.
That's like food here.
Yeah, absolutely. It was like as if you have to do it. So look, I'm Audio Boo. I use it all the time. I am the biggest single individual person using it for business,
I think.
You know, there are some
great
guys in Nebraska. Have you heard about them at all?
Yeah.
9,000 Audio Boos by a guy who reports on traffic.
That's awesome. I love it.
A policeman, literally. And
it's a radio station in your pocket.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's and I'm. I got mad about it. My iPhone is cracked here. So
yeah.
I, so
well, that's I called a culture. Or, yeah. No,
it's been to wars.
It's been to war.
What are you looking for here today? Is there anything you?
Well, I'm interviewing Liam about the Chinese workforce and the supply chain that he's built and entrepreneurialism and new products. He's going to show a new robot off. Then this afternoon I'm interviewing the Beats guys, the people who do headphones and speakers and audio gear, and talk about audio innovation.
Oh God, I want to go to that.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. And then I'm here just to see what's going on in Europe. You know,
this is Liam Casey here.
Yeah, this is
sorry,
Liam.
Liam, I didn't.
Hi.
Hello, I'm Paul O'Mahony.
Oh,
I'm from
you?
Change Agents. I'm a,
good.
And I'm here. So, oh God, I'm interrupting you guys.
No,
preparing.
You're fine.
Oh, look. The thing I was going to say to you is that I have a client called InHand Guides who make audio things. They embed audio into a little player, and you can go to, for sake of argument, the New York. A bus company.
Yep.
Right? You can get on and off the New York bus company and you can have your in-hand guides and go walking in New York.
Oh, that's
right?
Awesome. That's
they also are in bed with Roche in South Africa in the sense
those are going to be really big when the Google Glasses, the Project Glass, come out, because you're going to be walking around and you're going to need audio guides like that get pulled up contextually based on where you are. That's really smart.
That's great. Oh, God. Have you seen these? Have, of course. Everybody shows it to you first. Yeah.
I was just at the Google Zeitgeist Conference.
When can someone like me see those Google Glasses?
They're going to ship next year sometime. So, at least to developers. And then end users, maybe end of the year. They're aiming at Christmas, but it might slip. So, 2014. So, either by Christmas next year or 2014.
Will you do me a great favor?
Yeah.
I've got one question I'm trying to ask everybody I can hear.
Yes. Yeah.
Because it'll help my business and it'll help
other
people, really. It's this. If you had three bits, you've probably written about this 1,000 times. If you have three bits of advice to give any of the entrepreneurs here at the Dublin Web Summit about how to develop their brand, what three bits of advice would you give them? How would should they develop their brand?
Well, that's tough. I have 1,500 startups on Facebook. So one, look at that list and see who is doing it well and who's not doing well. I've learned a lot just by adding those people to a list. A lot of people don't explain what they do. In fact, that's one thing. We were just walking around and looking at all these signs. You know, there's a company called, Cordova. What the hell does that company
exactly,
do?
Exactly. Exactly. How can you tell?
You can't tell.
She Ubel down there. Look, yeah. There's She Ubel. I mean, yeah. I don't know what they do.
Right.
But that's
and
a
so
good point.
People don't put what they do on their Facebook page, right? You go to their Facebook page and they don't have a link to their website. They don't have a call to action. So do the basics, number one.
Right, in other words, number one. Great, number one, that's the first basics. One. Do you hear that, guys? All of you listening to this, this is about my 35th audio boo at the Web Summit.
Very cool. Right? So you're being more productive than I am.
At the end of it all, I'm a content.
I'm goofing off with Liam here.
Look, you're lovely. Am I holding you up, by
no,
the way?
No, no,
yeah,
no. So number two, so do the basics. Number two, understand what gets people to both interact with you, engage with you, you know, i.e. retweet you, like you, plus one you on Google Plus, or comment on you. What is that? And there's some tricks there, right?
Right.
Ask a question.
Yeah.
Asking a question gets people to comment. By the way, when they comment or like you or retweet you, you get distribution. So I'm always thinking about distribution.
Yeah. Spreading your name.
The secret to life
spreading,
is distribution.
Yeah.
If you can't get to people, it doesn't matter what kind of thing you have. If nobody hears about it, it's like, great, you have a great product, but nobody hears about it. Oh, well. You know, but if everybody hears about it, then some of them will turn into sales. And that's probably the third thing. So once you get to the place where you are doing the basics and getting engagement, now you have to think about how do you turn that into sales? How do you get ROI out of this thing you're doing? And that takes a while. That takes hard work.
Are you running away? Are you leaving after today, getting on a plane and going to another conference and is life that? Is that the way it is?
I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm not sure if I'm here in the morning, but I'm leaving tomorrow.
Have you any time to go to a cafe in Dublin, put your feet up for a minute? Because if you had, I'd tell you where to go.
I've been here before with my wife and we had a lot of fun.
Look, Robert.
But I would, maybe. Yeah. I'm stuck with the crew here, so they're taking me everywhere. So
you, your whole schedule is your.
They take me good places. Yeah. So we're having a good time in Dublin.
Look, I know of you because I read about you. And by the way, thank you ever so much. You're the guy who got me to do what millions of other people did, which is buy an iPad, right?
Yep.
And I'll tell you why. Because of Flipboard.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I found Flipboard
still my favorite
through you,
product.
Right?
Yep.
Right? And because of Flipboard, I bought an iPad.
Yep.
Right? That was, and that's a true story, isn't it? That you crashed Flipboard.
Yep. I was the first one to talk about Flipboard and show it off. So, no, I still love Flipboard. It's still one of my favorite companies. It'll be interesting to see how Twitter continues to treat them, because Twitter is closing down the API a bit to try to monetize, because they need to have that control of the endpoint, the distribution, to monetize, to push ads out to people. And I don't know. We'll see how that works.
Yeah.
But the media landscape is changing. But they're smart. They're ahead of a lot of people.
What's coming over the horizon? Anything?
Google Glasses.
Google Glasses.
That's what I'm.
Google Glasses, right?
Project Glass. Yeah. If you search Google for Project Glass, you'll see them. These are wearable computers. The first one is a thing that looks like a glasses, right?
What I've seen.
But they're supposedly working on watches and other things. So, but these are going to have a new user interface and a new way of interacting with the world. They're going to know where you are. They're going to know which way you're directing, right? They're going to know, eventually, they're going to know if you're walking, skiing, running, driving, all that fun stuff. Oh, here's the new robot.
I went up to a guy on the street. I did Vox Pop on the street. You know, what do you think of the Web Summit? And this guy said to me, I'm more interested in what you're doing now. And I said, well, I'm recording people talking to the Web Summit. And he said, I don't want Google to be able to track my voice, so I don't want to talk to you on Audio Boo, right? And I said, you mean Google are capable of finding your voice print and locating you just from Audio Boo? And he said, yes. And I said, okay, all
eventually.
Right, I didn't know that.
Maybe not today, but eventually they would be. But people like that,
Robert
they lose
Scoble.
Out on the opportunities of talking to a world that cares about the same things they do. you know, it makes the world go round.
Thank you so much. I feel honored. Paul O'Mahony from Change Agents. It's been wonderful to hear you. Robert Scoble. Yep. Anytime you come back to Ireland, you know, give me a shout. When you get away from all these people, do you like fishing? Yeah.
Not like eating fish, but not
all right, fishing. Look, have a great day. Have a great day. Thanks a million, Robert. Bye.